cattle futures continued to firm on Thursday, helped along by stronger outside markets. New research quantifies the significant returns from the nation's beef checkoff. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 9th of August. Cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon, but cattle futures drifted higher amid sluggish trade, higher outside markets, and help from lean hogs at the end of the session. Live cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher, except for 15 cents lower in the back two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm on choice and weak on select, with moderate demand and light to moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 39 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $216.88 a hundredweight. Select was 34 cents lower at $192.37. Grain futures were higher on Thursday, especially soybeans, buoyed by a dry weather forecast for the Corn Belt and likely positioning ahead of Monday's government reports that will provide updates to planted acres. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents higher, while soybean futures closed 12 to 16 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly steady to lower at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, there were 4,857 head. Feeder steers there weighing 800-850 sold $4 lower and steady to $5 lower at 851 to 1,000 pounds. Steers at heavier weight sold steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers sold unevenly steady. There are 4,850 head on offer at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Feeder steers sold steady to $1.50 lower, while feeder heifers traded steady except for $2 lower at 800 pounds. Steer and heifer calves sold steady. Through mid-session, there wasn't yet a steer trend, but lower undertones were noted at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Feeder heifers weighing 700-850 were trading steady to $3 higher. There are an estimated 3,700 head on offer. Steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold unevenly steady at Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. There are 1,630 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 1,381 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Thursday, led by tech stocks and supported by stronger-than-expected Chinese exports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 371 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 54 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 176 points. An extra beef checkoff dollar invested in Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board activities returned $11.91 to beef industry profit for 2014 to 2018. That's according to new and independent research conducted by Harry M. Kaiser, a Gellert Family Professor of Applied Economics and Management at Cornell University. Specifically, that $11.91 is what's termed the marginal beef cost ratio. Among the study's conclusions, had there not been any domestic beef board demand-enhancing activities over the latest five-year period, total domestic beef demand would have been 14.3% lower than it actually was. Beef board promotion and research activities increased total domestic beef demand by 12.8 billion pounds during that time, or 2.6 billion pounds per year. Likewise, had there not been any export promotion from the producer-funded beef board, U.S. beef exports would have been 5.5% lower than they actually were. The study considered 8 international markets, including Mexico, Japan, South Korea, and the European Union. Seems to me all of that helps explain why fed cattle prices and wholesale beef prices remain higher year over year during herd expansion and with increased cattle numbers and beef production. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 9th of August. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.